We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We approach 4 o'clock on this absolutely gorgeous Thursday, on this bad tiki Thursday, because in about exactly 30 minutes, we'll hear from the most controversial character, if you want to call him that, in FAN history. The great bad tiki joins us at 4:30. A lot on Aaron Rodgers today, who I thought his tweet earlier basically saying that the report from CNN yesterday about his opinion on Sandy Hook was not true sounded like a political tweet. It sounded like someone who's going to be in a campaign officially in a week and a half. That didn't sound like Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. It sounded like candidate Aaron Rodgers. The other big story hovering around us is the health of the New York Yankees. We know that there are questions around Gerrit Cole. We know that Gerrit Cole is in Los Angeles. If you didn't see, got harassed by a reporter while out there, asking him, hey, Gerrit, what's up? You going to be okay? Hey, Gerrit, you got any thoughts you want to tell Yankee fans? Like, that's one of those spots I feel bad for Gerrit Cole. First of all, he's awkward as hell in front of a microphone anyway. What do you want him to do?
Yeah. My elbow hurt.
Right. Like, what do you want him to say?
But they got him paparazzi style.
Yeah.
Right after he got off the plane. And
you know what he should have done?
What's that?
I don't know if you're going to get this reference. He should have Randy Johnsoned his ass.
What did Randy do?
Yeah, you were playing. Yeah, you were active, Tiki. It's okay.
I don't know this.
Randy Johnson got confronted by a photographer and pushed his camera to the ground. And I think subsequently the human being as well.
Yeah.
But I think the attempt was the camera, but Randy's a big man.
Well, he's tall. The leverage just, like, he's going to come down on you.
And you know the full irony of the Randy Johnson attacking the photographer story?
What's that?
In Randy's retirement, much like you've become this big-time talk show host, Randy Johnson is a photographer. Like, I'm not even making that up.
In full circle, the Aaron Rodgers VP news 2 days ago was the most I've been surprised since the picture surfaced of Randy Johnson being a photographer.
Yeah.
When everybody saw it for the first time, we were like, what?
Yeah. But all these years later, not that I'm defending, you know, attacking anybody, but this guy, Gerrit Cole, is probably depressed. Mm. Like, not even a joke.
He's concerned about his career.
Yes. Concerned about his career. That man, Gerrit Cole, cares so much about pitching. He is a student of pitching. The stories I've heard Aaron Boone say and others say about the way he is so into everything, about not just his pitching, but his teammates' pitching, and just obsessive. That guy loves baseball. You think, I love baseball. That guy loves baseball. And so for him to be on a flight to L.A., not a private jet. What are we doing, Hal? I got an issue with that. If you're Hal or Steve Cohen,
right,
and you
that's
have
interesting.
A... am I crazy here? And you got a baseball player that's got to fly across the country for an MRI? You take care of that private jet.
You would think so.
That's a bad job by Hal and Steve Cohen, because I don't think Steve Cohen did it for Kodai.
In the Yankees' defense, Gerrit Cole could probably do it himself.
Yeah, but that, you know what? I mean,
it's not that much money, but...
You're wrong, and you should know better than that. You may have been a millionaire as an athlete, but the owner's a billionaire.
Of course.
And you're the guy who's damaged right now, who's upset about that damage.
I think the reason they don't is because is this a team second opinion? Is this a team go find a second opinion? Or
yeah.
That's what I don't know.
Maybe it's both.
I don't know if they're obligated to do the... Should they? Yes, they probably should.
All I know is that...
He just flew commercial. He's a man of the people.
He's a man of the people. I know. It's Gerrit Cole in every right.
Maybe he's terrified of private plays. I mean, you could be.
Who would be terrified of a private play?
Look, you know my wife is a horrible flyer.
Me too.
She is terrified of private plays.
Wait, hold on a second. And we'll get to Judge in a second. I find that crazy. I was once lucky enough to be on the private plane of a guy you may be familiar with. And I don't think we're supposed to talk about his private plane, but whatever. It's been old. It's old news.
Right.
One Boomer Esiason.
Yes.
Okay. Joe and I were lucky enough to be on his private plane. And it was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had. And I remember thinking, how could I ever fly on a regular plane again? Like, this is stupid. You just walk up there. They're like, what's up? You sit on the plane. The captain turns around. Yeah. He's like, you guys ready to go? And you go.
And you leave.
So
It's convenient. It's easy. It's fast.
Yeah.
You fly low.
So how, like, I'm with your wife on not wanting to fly. How the hell do you not, how does she not like a private plane?
Because it feels like she's completely out of control.
Well, you're out of control when you're on a regular plane.
Yes, but it doesn't feel like it because it's so big.
I got you.
I'm just telling you.
Nah, just,
you're on a private plane. It's like, dude, you can like reach across the whole thing.
No, I got you. Anyhow, the latest on Aaron Judge is that Aaron Boone hopes to have him in the lineup on Saturday. So they are still looking at the potential of him being ready for opening day. But Pat Ragazzo also reported he's dealing with the toe that's still bothering him from last year and a slight oblique issue.
And he's going to be bothered by that for his whole career.
And so, Judge has said that.
Right.
Like, that's why this whole toe thing, we can't just make believe, well, he's okay now. He even said last year this is going to be something he's going to battle. So what I think we have to realize about Aaron Judge is that, wow, we have a big trade in the NFL. Hold on a second. Let's just get to the Aaron Judge thing. Aaron Judge is going to be bothered all season long. But the hope is he could just play through it. And that's what, this is going to be a normal thing, Yankee fans. Every other week, we're going to hear about an issue for Aaron Judge. The hope is he could play through it. Break the glass, baby. You ready for this one? Are you ready for this one?
Let's hear it.
We have a trade in the NFL. The Washington Commanders.
The Commanders
are trading Sam Howell.
Oh, wow.
To the Seattle Seahawks. In the trade, the Seahawks receive Howell, a fourth and a sixth. Washington gets a third and a fifth. But I tell you right now, I would have done that if I'm the Jets. I'm sorry, because we talked about Howell a few weeks ago, and I remember it was brought up in a Connor Hughes mailbag, and then Connor popped on and said, yeah, I was just spitting it out there. Why not Sam Howell? And I said, Connor, I buy that they trade Sam Howell. It makes sense.
Yeah.
And if I'm the Jets, I trade for him not only to be my backup, but my idea of I can develop him too for the moment that Aaron Rodgers isn't here.
And that's what Seattle is doing, even if he will compete for the starting job with Geno Smith. At some point,
yeah.
Geno's not their starting quarterback, and Sam Howell, who is his third year, he'll be going into his third year, becomes the heir apparent.
I'm annoyed about this.
And he's had a lot of experience.
Yeah.
He started every game, I think he started every game last year, and he's okay. He just got sacked a ton and had a ton of bad in-game decisions, which were mostly because Eric Bieniemy threw the ball 800 times last year.
Yes. Now, I get it. Giving up assets is valuable, but let's look at the assets they gave up. They moved back 24 picks from the third to the fourth round, and they moved back 27 picks from the fifth to the sixth round. That's really what we're talking about here. That would be worth it, in my opinion, for Sam Howell. Am I wrong? Is my instant reaction incorrect as a Jet fan?
No, I think it's a great deal.
But you know what the problem is? The general manager sleeping. Joe Douglas, I know you don't want me to call him Sleepy Joe. I'll just call him Napping Joe. Napping Joe Douglas he's done a little bit,
but he's also,
I like Morgan Moses, he's done next to nothing.
But from a quarterback standpoint, he kind of already took care of what he needed to.
No, he should have done this instead of Tyrod Taylor, is my point. Like, I don't think Sam Howell being available is just fresh news. Like,
no,
if you're an active general manager, you would have known three days ago
clearly,
he's available.
Clearly the Commanders are now drafting a quarterback,
whoever
their project is going to be. I don't know who the vet on that team is going to be.
They signed Mariota.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, whatever. But still, I think we know what the Commanders' agenda was for a while.
Yes. Well, okay, so there are two parts here. Number one is, as a Jet fan, I'm disappointed. It's too little too late. They signed Tyrod Taylor. I would have made a deal like this for Sam Howell. It's something we talked about weeks ago. The second part of this is, you now know Giant fans. It has been confirmed to you via this trade that the Washington Commanders are probably not trading back, and they are simply taking a quarterback when they pick in the NFL draft ahead of the New York Giants. So if you're thinking about a quarterback at six, or you're thinking about trading up, or whatever thought's going through your mind, when you make your little draft boards and you put it together, here's what you know. The Commanders have confirmed with a trade like this. I hate calling them the Commanders. Washington.
The Commanders.
Has confirmed with a trade like this, they're drafting a quarterback.
Yeah. It's quarterback, quarterback, quarterback likely to start the draft.
Could be taking those picks and flipping them for Justin Fields. We'll see.
Stop it.
Another one.
Yeah, we have some Jets wide receiver news.
Oh, they got a wide receiver?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Go ahead.
All right. This is from Field Yates. Veteran wide receiver Corey Davis, who stepped away from football in August, has applied for reinstatement to the NFL. The Jets are expected to release Davis from the reserve retired list today, although now a return to New York on a new contract is in play.
Yeah, I would have no problem with that, because I view Corey Davis as being very different now with Aaron Rodgers a quarterback. I think we would all admit that when Corey came here, his performance in 21 and 22 was disappointing. There's a lot of big Corey Davis drops. I think with Aaron Rodgers a quarterback, much like Alan Lazard, I think you view him differently. Now, they could have used him last year even without Aaron Rodgers. That's for damn sure. So, yeah, I'm good with that. Because the one thing I've come to the realization of, I don't think the Jets need to add an elite-level wide receiver.
They just need to add depth.
Correct.
They need to add options.
Yes.
And different kinds of options. So not just a bunch of similar, you know, gadget-type players.
Right.
Give me a big, strong, you know, red zone target. Give me maybe another tight end. Give me a scat guy. Give me options. And by the way, they have the scat guys because they drafted them later in rounds last year. But give me options on what I can do receiver wise.
Yes.
Just makes your offense fuller, right? And with Aaron Rodgers, you get a better, I don't know, evaluation of what those guys can actually be.
100%.
Does the quarterback know where he's going with the football? Does the quarterback know how to get away from this, you know, get himself in the right protection? Does the quarterback know how to deliver this ball downfield into traffic? And those questions won't be there with Aaron Rodgers as QB.
It's very, very different. Now, let me address this because it is very, very important. Earlier today on the morning show, a show I listen to every single morning religiously, of course, G and the rest of the morning crew reacted again to my defense of padding in the bathroom. If you haven't heard any of this, I will summarize this very quickly. The other day, we have a brand new segment, very popular, so popular it's now being ripped off, called Posted and Toasted, where we find old tweets.
Wait, who's ripping it off?
We'll get to that in a second. Where we give you an old tweet from someone here at WFAN, and then Tiki will guess who posted it, and then we toast them. So we had a tweet from Al Dukes. It was revealed it was Al Dukes complaining about someone throwing paper in the urinal. I confessed. I said it was me. It opened up a discussion to the fact that for a few years of my life, when I went to the toilet, because you could never get every drip out.
Dribble, 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 dribble.
I would pad it a little bit.
Okay.
Gio acted like he's never heard about that in his entire life. Jerry Recco, the same thing. Al Dukes, the same thing. Eddie Scazzaro, like, oh my God, Evan's a freak. We had a nice discussion right here on this show yesterday with a lot of callers defending me. This is a normal thing. I thought that was the end of it. But today, again, our friends in the morning brought it up and mocked me some more. Until they realized two things at once. A, they realized they had a traitor amongst them. And B, they realized Posted and Toasted is fun. So they said, let's rip it off just for this one day.
There you go.
Tongue in cheek, obviously. They found it. Well, they didn't. A listener found an old tweet of someone on the FAN staff who confirmed padding makes sense. It's not just me.
Who was it?
Ladies and gentlemen, I play you a clip from this morning's edition of Posted and Toasted, a special one-time edition of Posted and Toasted, from our colleague and my dear friend, Greg Giannotti.
May 9th, 2011.
This is the hell dug this up?
A listener May 9th, 2011. One of the two men at the center of this controversy, Al Dukes, tweets, "There should be toilet paper near urinals. Sometimes a shake is not enough. Women dab themselves. Men should too. Your thoughts?" Unbelievable!
Wow. I do not recall this.
I don't recall this. I love Gio reacting like this is the most incredible, shocking turn ever. I'm not surprised because Al and I are more similar than he realizes. There's a lot of similarities between Al and I, even if Al, I understand why, doesn't want to admit it. We're patters.
Was Al Dukes a former penis padding apologist?
Yes!
Dribble, 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 dribble.
Yes, he was! Yes, he is! And Al, who I respect almost as much as anybody at this radio station, I just want to say thank you, Al. Even if you don't remember it, even if it was a decade ago, your brain operates similarly to my brain. Maybe it's because we listen to Howard Stern, and Howard has brought up this issue before. But thank you. I am not crazy. I am not insane. Me and Al, simpatico. Hence, I win. Everyone else loses.
Evan, I love you and I love Al, but when Al's in your boat, that doesn't help your case for not being crazy.
That's a fact.
Al is as quirky as it gets.
So the first tweet where he was talking about the toilet paper in the urinal.
Yes.
When was that?
That's a great question. I think it was 5 years later.
It was 5 years later.
Yeah, because it was 2016, if memory serves correct.
In 2011, he was okay with this. In 2016, he was probably still okay with it. He just hated that someone stuck the paper in the urine.
Correct. I think Al's issue with the tweet we issued and posted and toasted was the fact that someone threw it in the urinal.
Yes.
I think that was his issue more so than the idea of padding. Though, when the morning show brought this up, and by the way, there's been like a four-day event back and forth between us. I think we're all happy with that. He acted as if like the idea of padding was absurd when he shouldn't have thought it was absurd.
Yeah.
He thought the same thing.
Look, having followed Al on social media for a long time and then getting to work around the morning hours and seeing him around the newsroom, I think what makes Al great and the uniqueness of Al is exactly this. Al is so creeped out by so many weird things that in the end, he's guilty of himself. I think he's the biggest one-man show going where, like, he doesn't even realize when he's looking at other people doing weird stuff that he does that stuff. I don't think this is the only example of that. I just think Al, in his own mind, is the craziest person on earth.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
You got a free night tonight, right? Oh, yeah, the Rangers play.
You've been playing the Lightning tonight.
I think you should spend the whole night searching through Al Dukes' old tweets.
Because that's a deep, dark hole.
Right. Dude, that's for Posted and Toasted every Tuesday at 3:30 on WFAN, trademark. It's going to be a gold mine. You imagine the sniff we're going to find of Al Dukes?
And correct me if I'm wrong, at one point in time, Jerry Seinfeld called Al Dukes one of the greatest follows on Twitter.
Yeah, I think he has.
Did he? Really?
Because Al is a great follow.
Well, because similar to Seinfeld, right, no kids, Al has no kids, I don't have any kids, you focus on the minutia of life because you have a lot of free brain space.
Got it. Speaking of Al Dukes, he also made WFAN history this morning. I have done my own research here, and of course, people can help me out on this. I've only been able to count three walkouts in the history of WFAN. There was never a walkout between me and Joe, never a walkout between me and Craig, though maybe there were moments he wanted to walk out. I have found three in the history of WFAN. There was a walkout a few years ago where Boomer Esiason walked out on Greg Giannotti. It was like a serious thing, so I'm not going to make light of it, but I know Boomer walked out, something about mental health issues. There was a walkout, now these I'll make light of. There was a walkout from Tiki Barber.
Bad job by me.
On Joe Beningo. And earlier this morning, Al Dukes caused another walkout.
He caused it?
He caused it. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is from one of our great shows on WFAN, the Al Dukes and Jerry Recco program.
Oh, this was the...
Also called the warm-up show.
This is the warm-up show. This was not on air.
This
got
it. No,
it was not, it's not on Boomer and Geo.
It was not on Boomer and Geo, and Jerry wasn't there. Al and Salo, as I love to call him,
were having a debate about Aaron Rodgers, and things got a little testy.
So all I'm you're like, well, I don't think that he has to come out and address it. So I'm disagreeing.
Okay.
Would you like me to just agree with everything you say? Do you find that to be compelling radio? So I disagree.
God, you never stop talking.
All right, I'll tell you what, Al. I'll turn the mic off, and you can do the rest of the warm-up show yourself, okay?
Yeah.
I have other things I can do. I can go
then
get
go
audio.
Freaking
right.
freaking do them.
Very good. See you later.
All right.
Go freaking do them.
Wow. Did he come back?
So I'm glad you asked, Tiki. He did two segments later, but the very next segment, Al Dukes was forced to take phone calls, and somehow I got involved in the phone calls, I think. Mm-hmm. Here's caller number one.
Just wanted to let you know my take on Evan Rodgers.
Evan Rodgers.
So first,
is that Freudian?
She wanted to talk about Evan Rodgers, and then the very next caller said this.
I would like to talk about Evan Rodgers, too.
Evan Rodgers, great quarterback. Yeah. Okay, yes, yeah. Please. Yes, Evan Rodgers.
So apparently Evan Rodgers became the talk of 5:30 a.m. at WFAN. All because Al Dukes padded and Al Dukes caused Salo to walk out.
Evan Rodgers.
Then he came back, and they were fine.
Yeah, I think they're fine now. What I want to know is, I know about Boomer and Gio.
Mm-hmm.
I know about you and Joe. Did Mike and Chris ever walk out on each other?
There's no way.
They do. They used to get into
it. I know they did, but they used to take it and give it. They just accept it,
and then not talk during commercial breaks.
Yeah, I guess not.
Which is crazy, but yeah.
Because to them, that's probably winning. Oh, I'm not going to walk out. You're going to sit here and look at me uncomfortably.
But there's
you leave. No, you leave.
Yeah.
But there's no Mike and Chris moment I'm forgetting. Like, there's no walkout in Mike and the Mad Dog history.
No.
So the only walkouts on the Mount Rushmore of walkouts... Mm.
A producer might have walked out once.
But. That doesn't count. No offense. Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, Chris McMonagle got fired once
for the
day and then left, and then we brought him back the next day. I don't count that as a walkout.
No.
So I've only got...
He was forced to leave. That's not a walkout.
Yeah, that's true. I forget exactly how that happened. So if you look at the annals of WFA in history, we've only had three, and one of them occurred earlier this morning. So I want to congratulate Al Dukes for backing me up with the padding and then simultaneously forcing the mild-mannered CeeLo to leave the building. So there you go. Nice. I feel very vindicated right now.
You should.
Ryan's in Jersey City. How you doing, Ryan?
What up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. First off, you guys are the best show on radio.
Thank you, man.
I got it. My guy Kiki here, though, from this tool bag, Ryan Clark. I mean, it just kind of just shows where society is today. Nobody listens. I mean, they all just want to headline grab.
Right.
I mean, if you just listen to what you said, you're just speaking on behalf of Giants fans. And it's pretty simple. Even Marcus Stroman, I almost don't even want to root for him. I'm a huge Yankee fan. Are you going to root for this?
Well, we have to because I'm a Yankee fan. I actually kind of like what he could potentially bring despite getting blown up today. But, I mean, he's right. Ryan's right. People just don't listen. They just headline grab. They take like a clip, take it completely out of context or throw it into whatever context is sitting in their in their mind. It's just sitting there already. Not free thought, and create a narrative around it. It is what it is.
I agree. I don't know. I've thought about this before, because I haven't had run-ins with athletes mm-hmm. very much. But if I did, would that cause me to not root for somebody if they're on my team? And the answer is no, it wouldn't. Because I put the jersey, and I put the laundry, and I put the team that I will root for long after they're gone
mm-hmm.
ahead of something personal.
Right.
So, hypothetically, if my man Peter Jefferson Aloysius Alonso turned on me, and he never would.
Yeah, because he told you you're his biggest fan.
I will not reveal.
He's your biggest fan.
You know what? I will reveal one thing about
him. He's going to be here for his entire career.
You don't
have to worry about it. Because if it push comes to shove, he's going to take less.
Okay.
Despite Scott Boras saying, don't do that.
Now you're just making stuff up me and Pete talked
that's
about.
That's what you told him. That's what he told you, right?
I will reveal one thing
that
occurred between this private conversation between me and Pete Alonso.
Okay.
And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because you said it earlier. I said to Pete, don't listen to sports talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he laughed and said, don't worry. I never do. And I said, this is what makes you great.
Yeah.
Because you can't. Whether it's buffoons like Sean calling him what'd you call him in the locker room? I know Sal did it first, but I don't want to pick on Sal. He's my friend.
I never called Pete Alonso anything. I said a locker room that had him in it might have some toxicity.
Oh, yeah. Whatever it was. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that.
No, and by the way, whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't help you. So that's the only thing I'll reveal about my private conversation with Pete Alonso. But as I grow this beard out of loyalty for Pete, and I'm a week and a half away from being able to cut at least half of it, because all these colors I put in my beard, today is a weird day. Today is like a blackish gray that I have, if you've seen on SNY or social media.
It looks like you're just kind of hair dyeing it.
That's how it looks today?
Yeah, it doesn't look really colorful.
No, it looks like teeth when you use the charcoal toothpaste.
Whatever it looks like, the point is, Pete Alonso could tell me to go bleep myself. He could say, you're a freak for growing a beard, and I don't like you.
He said he likes it, right?
I'm not. Dude, shut your mouth.
Okay.
That conversation was private between me and Pete Alonso, okay? Private as all hell, and it will remain private. Anyhow, he could curse me out. When he comes up with the bases loaded, two outs, seventh inning on a Tuesday night, I hope he hits the crap out of the ball. Personal vendetta be gone. More of your calls coming up, 877-337-6666, including the campaigning Aaron Rodgers. How awkward will things be around here when Aaron Rodgers is openly campaigning for the vice presidency of the United States of America while simultaneously trying to make Alan Lazard look good? We'll get to that coming up. Boss, in 6.5 minutes, Bad Tiki arrives. This is the most anticipated Bad Tiki we've ever had. Concerning everything that's been going around the real Tiki and real New York sports, none of us can wait. And trust me, you're not going to want to miss it. Bad Tiki is back in 6 short minutes. We'll get back to your calls in just a minute, including the latest on Aaron Rodgers' vice presidential pursuit. But I don't know, since we started Bad Tiki and hearing from Bad Tiki back in October, have I ever been this excited to hear from Bad Tiki? Because this has obviously been a very, very eventful week.
This has been a month long of shows in 1 week?
It sure has. So, before we get started, Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back.
Shut up, Evan. I've got an important announcement. I am a finalist to be Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s running mate. I have all the qualifications. I, too, don't care about the Jets season. I, too, am willing to be paid while not working. And most importantly, I, too, am just asking the questions, the moon landing, the Illuminati, and the flat earth. I'm ready to serve our country. RFK, call me Bad Tiki for America.
Oh, okay, Bad Tiki. We're not doing that. No politics for Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki, did you happen to hear about the controversy between our own real Tiki Barber and former Giant Saquon Barkley?
Thank you, Evan. I'm glad you asked. Nobody puts regular Tiki in the corner. No draft bus talks about a Tiki like that. Saquon Barkley is a traitor and a coward. If he wasn't so busy nursing his fake injuries, maybe he too could have been an all-time Giants running back and had literally 1 ounce of honor. Bad Saquon.
Come on, Bad Tiki. Take it easy. It is not like that, and it is not that bad at all. It's not serious.
Regular Tiki. All Tikis are unified. Our Tiki pack runs together. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. The walls will be drenched with the blood of our opposition. Tikis, prepare for war.
Bad Tiki, you got me fired up. So what are we going to do about it?
Great question, Sean. It sounds like you are joining us. First, you'll have to change your name to Tiki. Next, you'll have to become taller, darker, and much more handsome. And that goes for all of you. Tiki Roberts, Tiki Tiki, Tiki Lugauer, and Tiki Board Op. And all of you soft bodies need to stop mainlining cheesecake. Joining the Tikis will be the best decision you ever made. Bad Tiki Flex. Ah.
Join the Tikis?
Right.
What the hell are you talking about, Bad Tiki?
Evan, I'm so glad you asked. Me and my over 1,800 Tikis have decided to take this Saquon situation into our own hands. Not only do we have boots on the ground, but we have also developed a good version of Saquon Barkley, introducing our secret weapon, Good Saquon.
Hello, Tiki Barber. It's an honor to speak with a Giants legend. Your contributions to the Giants organization and game of football have been instrumental in the success of all athletes. especially running backs who followed in your wake.
Wow. I appreciate those kind words. Obviously, it wasn't necessary, but wow.
No regular Tiki. You're going to shut your mouth and these compliments from good Saquon.
Regular Tiki, I can't help but feel a profound sense of gratitude and admiration for you, both as a player and as a person. From the moment I stepped onto the field as a professional football player, I've been compared to you, Tiki Barber. It's been an honor beyond words. To be mentioned in the same breath as a legend like you is something I could have only dreamed of growing up. And it's awe-inspiring. You're not just a running back, so you were a force of nature on the field, a player who demanded respect and admiration from teammates, opponents, and fans alike. But it's not just your on-field achievements that I admire, Tiki. You know, it's the way you carried yourself with humility, grace, and class. You were a true leader, you know, both on and off the field. And you set an example for generations of athletes to come. As I navigate my own career with the Giants, I often find myself thinking of you, Tiki. Your work ethic, your dedication, your passion for the game. I know I have big shoes to fill, following in the footsteps of a Giant like you. But I am inspired by your legacy, motivated by your example, and determined to make my own mark. Thank you, Tiki, for being a role model, a mentor, and a source of inspiration for me and countless others. It is truly an honor to be mentioned in the same breath as you, and I will continue to strive for greatness, always mindful of the legacy you have left behind. With the utmost respect and admiration, I'll always look up to you, Tiki, not only because of your character, but you are also very tall. Love, good Saquon.
Is he talking about bad Tiki? I mean, that was really nice. I appreciate that.
Okay, now back to what I want to talk about. I'll be campaigning for the VP spot with RFK Jr. And America, I need your help.
Okay, that's enough, bad Tiki. We've run out of time, man.
Bad Tiki is a true American. Bad Tiki for America. Bad Tiki out.
Wow.
What the hell was that?
He's created an AI rod, and now he's created a good Saquon?
A good Saquon? Saquon Barkley just kissed your ass for like 2 minutes straight.
Yeah, that was the longest run of Saquon's career.
I think good Saquon thought he was still with the Giants, though.
He was confused.
Anyhow, Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Well, unfortunately for Bad Tiki, doesn't he realize that the VP slot next to RFK is already filled? Aaron Rodgers is clearly going to do it. It felt like a joke 2 days ago. I'll never forget it. It's one of those radio moments. You'll remember what was said, the clothes you were wearing, mm-hmm. the color of your beard. Everything is just there to that moment 2 days ago when the glass was broken. And Sean Morash almost had a coronary on the air and said, I present to you the most Evan-breaking news of all time.
The most perfect Evan-breaking news.
And when he said that, thoughts went through my mind. Like, what is the most Evan-breaking news of all time? Like, something really geeky about baseball? I mean, something about the Nets, something about the Jets, something about aliens? Like, I did think aliens. And I know, Tiki, they're not real. But it went through my mind.
They may be real. They're just never visiting us.
See,
ever.
Now we've made common ground.
Yes.
Thank you. I didn't know what the hell it was going to be. And what it was Aaron Rodgers is on the short list for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and being his running mate. And I think Tiki's reaction, as covered by the New York Post, was very natural. This can't be real. Sean's reaction, this is so Jets-like. And Evan's reaction, can he do both? Can he quarterback? Can he run? What's going to happen? And I've had two nights of sleeps thinking about this. And obviously what happened yesterday with the CNN story and what Aaron Rodgers privately thought about Sandy Hook. And as this was all happening and swirling, a part of me said, he's not doing this. Like, what are we talking about here? But when he went on social media earlier today and released a tweet that said, hey, I didn't think this. I've never thought this. It came across presidential. Some may say vice presidential. And so we are now living in a sports universe I never thought we'd have. And that is the possibility that the starting quarterback for the New York Jets will accept being the vice presidential nominee alongside RFK. As we sit here today, with all the information we've collected in the last 48 hours, I actually think it's going to happen. And he's going to try to do both.
Wow. And if he does, it'll be amazing. It'll be chaotic. It'll be unprecedented, obviously. But it'll also be so Jetsian because it's going to create the ultimate distraction for a team that, if he's right, has every chance to be a viable playoff and Super Bowl contender. And the only thing that can derail it is a distracted or unavailable Aaron Rodgers. And that feels like it's going to happen. If this happens, how can the Jets be good? Right? Seriously, how can they be good?
It's kind of simple, dude. They have a top 10 defense, and Aaron Rodgers plays like an average quarterback. He doesn't even have to play like a superstar.
Okay, but he's got to also play.
Okay, he's going to play. I mean, I am still under the impression as of today.
You know how much prep it takes as a quarterback for a week? Like, I think he wants to do this. I'm not saying he's not, but I think he really believes that if he gets tapped or if he already has been tapped, because we know that RFK Jr. has asked and that person has accepted. So if it's Aaron Rodgers, does he realize that sleep is going to be maybe 2 hours a night? Maybe 3 hours a night? How is he playing football that way? I want to see him try to do it. I really do. Because I love the idea of it. But realistically, how is this possible?
I respect that it takes a lot to be a quarterback, but I also respect that it takes nothing to be a vice presidential candidate. All Aaron Rodgers has to say running with RFK is vaccine bad, environment good. That's it. It's a simple campaign.
Do you think that he has a dossier of his policies?
Who?
Rodgers. Do you think he's collected? Because, I mean, you think about these things. If you ever were going to be a politician,
right,
you're going to be asked about a ton of stuff.
Yes.
And you can't be like, oh, well, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know is not an acceptable answer.
No, I agree. I don't think he's...
So you have to kind of start preparing.
You know what I mean? I hope he had that dossier before he's sitting there high in Costa Rica. And that's not what he's going to
say. Dossier.
Yes.
Dossier. Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Not really. Man, who the hell am I? I pronounce everything wrong. Right. Trust me. Let's go to Keith in Brooklyn. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, man?
Evan, I'm the guy who has two dear friends that live near you, and I'm the guy who always brings up the stream.
Oh, but, nice.
We'll talk about it another time.
Well, good to hear from you, man. What's up?
I know you always look for content to do your show, and it's an amazing show, but I just can't believe that you guys are being fooled by this. There's no possible way he will be the vice president candidate. Do you notice the coincidence? When the rumor got out, not 15 minutes after, a report from CNN, and the source is a CNN employee, because Kennedy hurts their guy in the election.
He hurts both guys. No, I know, but
No.
Keith?
Kennedy, have you seen polls? He takes 25% of Biden's votes from the swing states.
I think he
Hold on.
I think he takes away from both. Okay? Now, the story that came out from CNN was 24 hours later. And trust me, if Aaron Rodgers is really running, there'll be a story from Fox News, MSNBC, and Newsmax before it's all said and done. I believe when third-party candidates are involved, they're all looking to attack. This ain't a left or right issue. This is a we don't want competition issue, in my opinion. But let's get the facts straight on this. The report about him running was confirmed, or the idea of him running, right, I should say, came from the Kennedy campaign. He is being considered. He has been open to the idea. So I know we get crazy about, well, the New York Times broke it. What's their agenda? In this case, their agenda was, we have a news story that a lot of people are going to be interested. Aaron Rodgers may run as vice president with RFK. Now, what was the CNN agenda? We know their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not positioning this as they're going to be the only ones attacking Aaron. Everyone's going to attack Aaron.
Yeah, well,
from all sides.
Yeah, because he pulls from both.
He does.
It's funny because he's bringing out the numbers, the 25% that he's going to take. It's very similar to Teddy's effect on the Republican Party.
Yes.
I'm serious. Back in 1912. 27%. The Taft's 23.
Now, Teddy.
It split the Republican vote. That's Teddy, why Woodrow Wilson won.
No doubt Teddy took from Taft. But you know what's funny? All these years later, because it's now been 33 mm-hmm. years, there's still a debate on who Ross Perot took from. Mm. Now, a lot of people just conveniently think, well, he screwed George H.W. Bush.
Right.
There's a lot of people who think that's not the case when you look at the numbers of people he took from. Where he may have hurt Bush is that he attacked him in the debate and he was on the, whatever. The point is this. I don't want to get into this crap, even though I love this crap. Aaron Rodgers' tweet from 3 hours ago sounds like a politician.
Right. Political tweet.
That's what it sounds like.
It's not a football player. Forget what the media's saying. Stop talking about me and throwing out negative stories because you hate on me. That was a political response.
That's it.
To a controversy. A kind of a non-controversy.
A controversy that got out there mm-hmm. and quarterback Aaron Rodgers would have probably not responded to it or waited until he went on Pat McAfee.
Right.
Candidate Rodgers says, quote, as I'm on record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that will allow us to prevent unnecessary loss of life. And he went on. That's a candidate. So this is no longer about, well, this platform's telling me this and this platform's telling me that. No, this is Aaron Rodgers. And to me, that sounds like a guy that's furthering the belief he may run as vice president with RFK Jr.
Absolutely right. As an aside, the St. John's Red Storm have just advanced to the Big East Conference semifinals mm-hmm. tournament for the first time in 24 years.
Congratulations.
They just destroyed Seton Hall.
They did. No, it's a good win for St. John's. They are clearly on their way to being a tournament team. I think Seton Hall is still a tournament team. I think they're still on that bubble despite this loss to St. John's. But here's one takeaway I'll give you. When Rick Pitino got criticized, rightfully so, I guess.
Well, maybe not. You should. Maybe it was a premature criticism.
That's true, actually.
Seriously.
When Rick Pitino went in on his kids and went in on the roster of his team, he got criticized, and he didn't back down until his wife told him, hey, maybe you should back down and apologize. All I know is the team's been red hot since then. So Rick Pitino, kind of a motivational mastermind.
He's been doing it for a long time and had a lot of success at a lot of different places. And now he's about to put St. John's, or maybe not about to, because they still have to face UConn. They're likely still on that bubble, and the backside.
I think
bubble.
They're in now.
There's belief right now if they beat UConn, they're firmly in. The thought is they'll probably be in Dayton as of now for that first four.
That's not even really being in my opinion.
But again, who knows between now and selection Sunday?
I mean, it's hard to follow college basketball. There's just so much other things going on.
Because they're bad at basketball compared to the NBA? Is that what you're saying?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
College basketball is, I don't know. I can't follow it.
I think about the balls of me saying that I watch the Nets every night, and I think they're bad at basketball.
Would UConn beat the Nets?
Don't start with me.
Maybe.
Let's go to PJ and Old Beth Page. What's up, PJ?
Hey, what's up, guys? It feels like Terminator and Groundhog's Day had a baby today. Okay. Feels like a continuation from yesterday, this conversation.
No, I thought we put an end to the dapping conversation. I win, everyone else loses. Me and Al Dukes versus the world.
When I called in, you guys were still talking. But
a
few things while you guys were on the line. First off, good for St. John's. Good for Pitino for playing into these kids. They get paid now, so let him lay into them.
Yeah, okay. Like they're professionals. Why not?
Exactly. Okay, and, you know, what a nice 70-degree day. We got the Knicks tonight, St. John's, OG. Did you see him the other night, Evan?
I did.
Great.
OG is on the impact.
Yeah, let's and go Bing next. Bong.
Bing Bong.
And listen, also.
Don't go there, man. Don't start PJ.
Come on, the Bing Bong is great, guys. Just wait
Come on, can we at least wait till the postseason or something?
No, he can Bing Bong as much as he wants.
All right, hold on. One more thing. Evan, let Pete know that there's still someone growing a beard for him, okay?
Let Pete know there's. I'm still growing a beard for him. Like, I still have a few more weeks before it's gone. Don't bring up me and Pete and the beard. That's just awkward. The bottom line is this. I've grown my beard for months and months out of loyalty to Pete Alonso. All right? And it's still growing. And now, I'm coloring it to get out of this because enough's enough. All right? I've shown enough loyalty to Pete Alonso. I've shown enough loyalty growing this disgusting hair and this disgusting beard. Don't guilt me. I've sat here for a week and a half coloring this stupid beard so that a week from Monday, all I got to do is shave one half of my beard and I'm halfway home. And then I can cut the entire beard. I don't like what PJ just did right there. He tried to make me feel bad. And I don't feel bad about a damn thing.
You know, one thing you haven't commented on, Evan, have you let the drapes grow really big, too?
I don't know what that means.
Well, you have a carpet on your face.
Yeah.
And you have drapes. You have another beard.
Do you look like a 70s porn star?
We work with such disgusting
people.
I know,
right. Why do you care? Why are you morbidly
curious?
We're
doing a family show, man.
I have had a couple tweets and texts over the couple weeks. Do you think Evan is also not shaving other places?
Of course not. I never have. Why would I start now?
Oh, my God.
Oh, we've just opened up another can of worms.
Let's go to Eric in Lake Hapatcong. What's up, Eric?
Oh, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We're good, Eric.
Good, man.
I'm not going to lie. That bad tiki just threw me all off. I just want to say three things. First time calling. Evan, you're crazy. I never heard anyone padding at the urinal.
All right.
Al Dukes this morning was 100% correct. And as far as Tiki and Ryan Clark, Tiki, I'm a diehard Jet fan. I respect you more than probably 35 or 60% of the Jets that I know.
I appreciate
the fact that Ryan Clark, listen, you and I know why he's doing this. He made the cut at ESPN. They fired everyone. They laid everybody off. Now he's making the cut so he can get more access with players. What he said was absolutely ludicrous. You are maybe one of the most stand-up, top-notch guys. I met you once years ago with my buddy who is a Giants season ticket holder, and you were nothing but amazing. Yeah. You are awesome. The two of you together, too, by the way, is a breath of fresh air for a PM radio driving home.
Thank you. I appreciate
to the morning
that.
Show coming in and see Big Mac in the morning, and I listen to you guys every day going home. Thank you so much. Your chemistry together is amazing.
We appreciate that, Eric. Man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Let's go to Matt in Waldwick. What's going on, Matt?
What up, Matt?
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. So I was actually love the show so far today. It's kind of, I was telling Lugie, it's kind of crazy at the point we're at now where in sports within the last 6 months, we've had a huge combination of pop and sports come together. And now we got politics and sports coming together. And it's like, you know, where are we going with this?
Right.
And
Wasn't it inevitable?
And I feel like we've been talking about this with Aaron Rodgers. Like, it was only a matter of time before he got to this point. And like I said, you should be able to kind of do whatever you want and not get crushed for it. But at the same time, though, I don't want to bring it up. I open up a can of worms here. But Colin Kaepernick didn't get a job for being political.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's Aaron Rodgers doing his thing, and, you know, we hope he's going to – obviously, you guys don't matter.
I mean, Matt, we hope
he's going to win the Super Bowl for the Jets.
Right. I don't want to, like, relitigate that whole Colin Kaepernick stuff, but it was almost ahead of its time. Like, it was almost too soon because we weren't ready to accept political messages from athletes. And it's been happening forever. But in mass, like Colin Kaepernick created, we weren't ready for it. And I remember at the time, the NFL in particular – wasn't ready for it.
Yes.
And we saw the reaction. And I remember when we talked, because BT and I, when we were doing our national show, we covered that extensively. And because of our relationship, we could have like that race conversation and not get like uncomfortable or offended about it. But we both agreed the NFL is going to be wrong. Like history is going to judge the NFL wrong on this. And I don't know, whatever it was, 3 years later, the commissioner, basically, Roger Goodell, came out and basically said that.
I agree with you, but can I ask you this? And I think this is part of the difference with Aaron Rodgers. And it's something I essentially said, even if we didn't relate to it earlier. I said as a Jet fan, I got no other choice. I got to ride with Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback because that still gives me the best option to win. So do I want him to run as vice president? No.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want the distraction? No.
Right.
But I have no choice. I think what also contributed was teams viewed Colin Kaepernick as not good enough to deal with the controversy around
him. I think that's where the rub is because that might have been the truth on any other roster. But in Greg Roman's system at San Francisco, Colin Kaepernick was fantastic.
Yeah, no, look, they got to a Super Bowl.
And not only that, he was a first and goal away.
Yeah, no doubt.
From being the Super Bowl MVP. He wins the MVP of that game if the 49ers beat the Ravens. Instead,
They come up short. They don't turn around and hand the ball off to Frank Gore. They try to throw it in the end zone three or four times, and they end up falling short. But if they win that game, Colin Kaepernick is an MVP.
I wonder how things play out differently.
He's not being blacklisted,
but that's
for sure.
But that's kind of my point. Like, sometimes when you're so good, no matter how uncomfortable it makes a franchise or a fan base, you're going to do it anyway because you're desperate. And Colin Kaepernick, unfortunately, was in that position where he was good. I'm not trying to tell you he couldn't play in the NFL. He could play in the NFL. Freaking Brian Hoyer plays in the NFL.
Right, the right system, though.
But he wasn't good enough for a franchise to deal with what they perceived.
Another franchise.
Yes. That's really what I'm talking about, yes.
You're right, because the NFL had not evolved into what it is now, which is these mobile, let's call them athletic quarterbacks who play out of the shotgun. They take a read or two and then tuck it and scramble. That's what Colin Kaepernick did. You see it everywhere in the NFL now. But it was again ahead of its time, and it became this. It became more political than it became football, and nobody was ready for it. We as a society kind of weren't ready for it, and certainly the NFL wasn't ready for it.
I got you. We've got Sean Cinco de Favo, his ever controversial top five list. We also ordered politely Tommy Lugauer to shadow his top five list every day. Be curious to see if he actually did that today. I've got a feeling he did not.
Oh, he forgot.
Oh, really? Tough guy. How about that?
Oh, I'm wrong.
Yes, you are.
I take my L as a
you
man.
You know what, Evan? You're dead to me.
We'll get to Sean and maybe Lugie's list. More of your calls. And are the New York Giants going to get the last laugh on Saquon Barkley?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.